We are back in Carrington as the Cardinals. Boy, that's a big win that they get. 7-3 over New Rockford Cheyenne. And we are joined by head coach Wayne Shipman. And coach, this is a really funny old game, isn't it? 24 hours ago, we're talking about a slump, can't do much right. And now you're tied for first in the region in the loss column.
Yeah, this was a good win for us. I mean, it gives us two victories over New Rockford, which means basically they have to beat us outright record-wise to finish ahead of us in the region. Plus, of course, there's a three-way tie, which very well could happen. Then you don't know what happens with all the run differentials. But no, it was a good win. I think our kids played pretty solid defense. We had two errors. One of them was a throwing error. I can't even remember the other one. Oh, Max Whitman had one up the middle, I think, which is right at second. But I mean, hey, we're getting there. Six errors down to two last couple games. That's much, much well-needed improvement.
Your team hit the ball, and your team hit the ball against a really good left-handed pitcher today. Want to zone in a little bit on Josh Bickett. A lefty is not fun for a lefty to face, but he smoked the ball three times.
Yeah, Josh is coming around. He went on to the Final Four or whatever, and he kind of missed a week, and he kind of reverted back to his old swinging ways, so to speak, where he would be out on his front foot, getting fooled a lot, and we worked really hard for a week or so, and his swing came back. And I think now the last two games for sure, maybe even the one before, you're starting to see him hit the ball hard. Two games ago where he lined out to the center fielder, lined out to the second baseman. That's a sign of a guy's swing coming around. He's starting to get things timed up. And yesterday, that second game we played yesterday, hit the ball really hard. Today, every at-bat is a good at-bat. The one thing I like about Josh leading off is he's got a good eye at the plate. He makes the pitcher throw a lot of pitches. Makes him throw him a strike, I guess you could say. And then he works a walk or whatever. And, most teams in our region don't want to see people getting on in front of our two and three hitters.
What were the conversations like after the sixth, contemplating whether or not to let Josh go back out there? Because he hadn't thrown that many pitches yet this year.
No, he hadn't, and basically I asked Josh how he felt, and he said he was good. He wanted to finish, and I mean, what competitor's not going to tell you they want to finish? But, and I could tell by looking at him. He did a great job on the mound today. He should have been out of that inning when we had the throwing error. That was at least two more batters that they ended up getting, because I think he walked one, or they got a hit, or he hit a guy or something. But yeah, I mean, that's the thing about the errors for the pitcher is extra pitches it costs your pitcher in today's age where the pitch count is a factor. Number one, you get tired, but number two, you have to come out at a certain number, not 120, but if he had to pitch Thursday, I'd have to take him out before that, or it's 4 days rest instead of three, that kind of thing. So that's where errors have become a big part of the game as far as pitching goes.
Well, we're not going to fire Mick Kerr, but I am going to say I was very skeptical of you guys getting this in before the weather. You got it in before the weather, and yeah, you got a win. Congratulations, Coach.
Yeah, you bet. Yeah, it was a much-needed win, and we can say we got a winning streak now. That's two.
I told
the team let's not end it at two, though.
Well, we will see you on Friday, we hope, against Harvey Wells County.
Yep. All right. Appreciate it. Thank you.